This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Devin, the whole team in front of you, it wasn't their best game. Where do you feel your game is at right now?
Yeah, I just felt like today, when you get down a few goals, the most important part is the mental. You know, it's kind of that adversity that you need to kind of confront and try to not let a 4-goal game into a 6-7 goal game. And so that was the battle today. I think that going into the third period, the boys did a good job at, trying to make a comeback. I'm trying to shut the door, and then the guys are also trying to put a few in that, try to make some momentum. You know, it's not an easy feat, but, we battled. And at the end of the day, when you're down 4, that's all you can do.
What was your outlook on that game, given the fact you made some saves early, you didn't get any offense, and now you go in that first intermission, you're down 2-0, and you made a few saves in the first period?
It's just the way the game goes. I think sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down, and you just got to try to play the game as if it's 0-0. It's definitely easier said than done, but trying to keep that positive energy, not just me, but the whole team, put it behind you and come back and try to win the next period. I think that, you can't control outcomes. You're going to be up, you're going to be down. And as long as you try to stay with the process and, just try to claw back into the game, it's all you could do in those situations.
The third goal, it's a deflection. Were you distracted by the stick windmilling and, up in the air like that? Because, the puck took weird bounce.
Yeah, I was seeing a bunch of different happening except for the puck. So it's just one of those bounces ends up going in the net. Didn't see it, but I think guy did a good job trying to get into the shot lane. It's just a bounce at the end of the day.
Now you talked about the battle in the third period. They gave you the third. They could have given Reimer a period. How important was that period for you, just to really zone in and try to make some plays?
Yeah, no, that's huge for me. I never want to be taken out of the game. I want to battle to the end every time. Battle for the boys. I just want to give the team a chance to win that game. It's 4-0 isn't an easy feat. Like I said before, it's slightly out of hand, but like having that belief that it's possible is the most important thing in that situation. And I'm happy he didn't take me out. I'm happy that he let me try to go back and claw myself and claw like the whole team as an ensemble back into the game. Those are the moments that are the most important. Those are the moments that I learned from, that I gained more experience. Like, that adversity makes me better. So I don't want to be taken out of the game. I want to finish it. I think we did the best we could in the third period to try to claw back. So at the end of the day, it is what it is. Try to not look at the outcome and try to leave with our chins high and ready for our road trip.
You guys liked having Craig Anderson here. What are some of the things James was trying to, you know, impart on here in this one after the game tonight?
Yeah, you know, even in between periods, you know, he's vocal. He gives the team support. He knows what it's like. He knows that he said it was a tough league and you got to lean into it. And I think it gave the boys a little bit of juice. You know, having him to bounce things off at the end of the game, also a veteran guy, super supportive. It's honestly huge having a guy like that.
Is that belief that you spoke about, is that what gets you through your adversity? I mean, you only played 1 out of 10 games, so you didn't get in a lot. Now you are playing a lot, but is that belief is what gets you through the adversity?
Yeah, for sure. You always have to have faith, regardless of you know, the outcomes. You got to see it in your head for it to happen. So, regardless of what actually happens, you know, you got to be a little bit delusional and be ready. You got to believe in yourself, believe in the team. You know, it's 4-0. You still have a chance. The game's not over. You got to hold on to that belief as best as you can. You know, it didn't go our way, but I truly believe that if you do that, you know, again and again, eventually, you know, outcomes will end up being in your favor. You know, tonight wasn't the night, a little bit of adversity. I didn't think I played my best. But, you know, it's important to just stick with it as a group, and we're going to stick with it and, you know, try to bounce back.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.